I'm joined by Mau Power, a hip-hop artist from Thursday Island in the Torres Strait, the first Australian rapper to tour from this region. He's also the founder and executive director of One Blood Hidden Image, the first Torres Strait independent record distribution label, film production and media company. Mau is joining us in the context of NIDOC Week 2024. NITV Radio approached creatives in the music industry to reflect on this most important week in First Nations calendar and in Australia.
First of all, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians and elders past, present, and emerging. I pay respects culturally to wherever anybody is going to be reading this from. It is always important as a cultural protocol that we do that.
Now, just reflecting on NIDOC Week theme 2024, it's a theme that's actually a call to action. How does your music embody this call to action?
The music and the music performances both reflect this, and it has been a part of the way I move ever since I came out in 2014. I always show up to any event representing our people, no matter what type of event or ceremony it is, whether it be First Nations or mainstream. And that's the only way to be active and be proactive in promoting culture, music, and the knowledge that we represent, not only from the music industry, but from our First Nations cultural knowledge in communities or in mainstream. It's easy. You have to get up and show up. Show up to everything. And this is more of an empowerment statement. Most times when I saw coming into the industry, emerging artists found it very hard to break in. Today, especially with the technology, it's much easier. But being able to show up and be present at any event builds more of a relationship, builds more of an understanding, and that way they can get the full perspective of what we represent in our creative industries, but also in our cultural background.
NIDOC Week is a time for celebration, but also reflection. Are there any aspects of First Nations history or culture you feel music can help educate the public about?
I believe that music and art overall captures moments in time. And there's a great saying by Ephraim Bani. That's Ephraim and Bani, B-A-N-I, E-P-H-R-I-A-M. That's how you spell the name. The past must exist for the present to create the future. That is the philosophy, and that is what he is saying. And we live by that. Through music, we have captured snapshots in time, whether it be acknowledging past leaders, past elders, their stories, that informs what we do today and how we move through community representing our culture and our people. It is a time of reflection. As you know, the history of NAIDOC started back in the 20s, and it has seen a whole transition of time. And this is pre-1967, before the referendum where we were, where our ancestors or our elders were classed as flora and fauna. They've been so resilient and proactive in pursuing the mission and the vision to be able to shed light on First Nations culture and the treatment back in those times. And now, as we move forward, the committee and also the celebration would not be here if it wasn't for those staunch, resilient elders moving the agenda forward. It is a time of reflection, but it's also a time to celebrate and acknowledge the achievements that we have from since the 20s to now 2024. Well, so when we get the opportunity to speak about culture and speak about the history of the journey, it is very important when you get the opportunity to do that, because then being a spokesperson today, you now are educating the next generation. That's what I do. I educate the next generation, the future that's to come, the ones not even born yet, about how important it is to understand the history, understand the cultural history of not only this event, but any significant event that changes the narrative of time, that uplifts our people, to bring me here to where I am today.
And looking beyond NIDOC Week, how can audiences continue to support First Nations musicians and communities throughout the year?
The audience, and I'm talking mainstream and global audience, can support. Let's look at mainstream first. The industry and the people who follow music should not only just listen to First Nations music on specific days like NIDOC or you know, like Survival Day or any event like that, but continuously listen to the music. That's how you support. Come to the events, buy some of the merch, but also understand it's music is a business as well. I mean, not only support the music, but the artists are business people. So if they have any other aspects of businesses attached to their brand, it'd be great to either partner with them, support them, work with them, engage. I mean, working in partnership is what I'm very passionate about right now. And I work in partnership with any culture or any background or any business, as long as the values fit my values. And that's how I see the growth and moving forward and not only creating the industry, the music industry, but building stronger communities. Because you invest into an artist, the artist as a business invests into the next artist or invests back into their community, then it's an ongoing circular value impact. And that's what I'm passionate about.
And now, before I let you go, anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
I wish everybody a happy NAIDOC, and I hope that people come out from all walks of life, come out and celebrate with us, because it's a celebration. It's also a great way to engage and exchange culture and, you know, exchange stories, exchange value, and then build relationships. So I want to say big SO. Thank you very much, and I hope this finds everybody well. While supporting artists, can you please go and check me out on www.maopower.com? I am at Instagram, so Maopower for Real. So at Maopower for Real on Instagram, and follow Maopower on Facebook. That way we stay engaged and, you know, we stay connected. And as I always say, one of my ethos is stay inspired, stay empowered, and stay connected.
Maopower, thank you very much for joining us on NITV Radio and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you.